Welcome to the Light Bites podcast from the Leeds Institute for Teaching Excellence at the University of Leeds.
This is Education Spaces mini-series.
In the next three episodes, Light Bites will be featuring guests with unique insights related to the Education Spaces programme.
Hello and welcome to the Light Bites podcast, and particularly welcome to the first episode of our Education Spaces mini-series. I'm Emma Peasland. I'm the Head of Research in Leeds Institute for Teaching Excellence, or LITE, at the University of Leeds. And I'm joined today by Ollie and Linda, who are graduate interns who've been working with the Facilities Directorate and Transformation Office here for the past 18 months. And over those 18 months, Ollie and Linda have contributed to lots of different projects within the Education Spaces programme that's running at the university. And they have a specific interest in the physical design of our teaching and learning spaces. Today, you're here to talk about the Education Spaces Playbook, which is a reference resource for designing and evaluating teaching and learning spaces. And it's something that you, Ollie and Linda, have both been working on and developing over the past year in collaboration with Jenny Brady, who's the Inclusive Learning and Teaching Manager based in Educational Engagement and Student Success, and with Claire Danahay, who's Space Utilisation Manager in the Facilities Directorate. So it's great to have you here, Ollie and Linda.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. So we're going to get started then, thinking about the playbook, because that's what you're here to talk about. And I'd love it if you could start off by telling us a little bit about the playbook. So, like, what's the broad synopsis and what did you want to investigate? And why did you decide to create the playbook?
Yeah, so as a bit of background, early on in our internships, Jenny Brady was really keen to introduce us to the Leeds Institute for Teaching Excellence through a number of research projects related to education space design and pedagogy. And since then, we've been introduced to many more through meetings with LITE Fellows, through the Student Education Conference in January. And as our kind of awareness grew about this wealth of research at this intersection of space design and pedagogy, we kind of became aware that there's a need for a resource which gathers this body of work together in a way which is usable at a future point of need. So in response to this, me and Linda have been busy collating and summarising academic research related to education space design from LITE projects and beyond, and organising it into this playbook. The idea was kind of to have this collected in a way which can help inform future design decisions and then also help build this institutional memory of LITE projects and also make sure that their research outputs are used.
Great. So I love that kind of sitting at that space, that intersection between space design and pedagogy. So what is it? What does it look like in practice?
So the resource is basically a typology of spaces that we have on campus. So in the playbook, we set out each space, including the pedagogy. So the defining pedagogy of each space, the spatial attributes of each space, and associated technologies. And as well as this kind of setting out this typology and vocabulary of spaces, we also include guidance and key things to consider that we've gathered from the research. And then as a result of this, as a kind of byproduct, the playbook exists as this kind of holistic overview of university research and contacts for anyone who's involved in space design or new space projects or refurbishments or things like that. So, yeah.
Brilliant. And so what kind of process did you take in developing the resource?
So the playbook developing is kind of cyclic process, mainly involved in the planning part and also drafting, consulting and also presenting. So for the planning part, as Ollie mentioned, we've been involved in different type of education spaces project, like Bring Your Device and informal learning study space refurbishment. So we just have chance to talk with different staff from different departments, and also we actively join the workshop and conference. So during this process, we just read a lot of excellent internal and external research papers. So at this point, our line manager, Jenny and Claire just mentioned, oh, it's the right time to put all this valuable information together to create kind of resource package might support future space design. So I started to select some education spaces related research from Light Fellowship and create kind of mind map to see what kind of resources we had and what kind of project we had can include it in the playbook. So it's all about preparation stage. Then for the drafting, I think it's about how to structure all this information together in a clear and clear and logic structure, because we have wider potential audience. We would like the playbook both informative but also practical and let people easy to use in the future. And for the consulting, I think it's really important part because we just continually work with staff from different departments like Light Fellowships, FD, Student Union, and Disability Service. We're trying to provide a kind of holistic view of the playbook and trying to consider any necessary details and cooperate different perspectives in the playbook. So it's all about collaboration. And for the presenting, I think it's a really good chance for us to show the playbook and just ask staff's idea and gain some valuable feedback. So Ollie and I present our first version of playbook on February and April's Education Spaces program meeting, and also present on July's FD senior management team to show like what kind of examples we included in the playbook. And we gain the valuable feedback from them. And we also had a chance to ask some like targeted questions, like which part of the playbook is missing and who should be involved in the playbook design process and how the playbook can be applied in the future space design process, etc. Because we think it's really important to make sure the content of the playbook is always on the right track, on the right direction, and match with the university's future development strategy and the transformation map. Yeah.
Fab. And you mentioned FD a couple of times in there, and that's the abbreviation for the Facilities Directorate.
Yeah,
excellent. I really like hearing that kind of process and the fact that you incorporated so much consultation and collaboration in your approach. So did you get any particularly kind of useful feedback, or did that change your approach in any way, the feedback that you got through consultation?
Yeah, here are a few examples we got. So we just consult with Light team. So there's one researcher just point out the people change factors is quite important. For example, we got advanced technology in the space, but we didn't provide like training for teachers and students how to use them. So they might feel not confident or comfortable to use this, then we just waste those resources. So before we didn't think about people change part, but after the conversation, we're trying to think what kind of training we can provide, what kind of potential support, like creating the guidance book is kind of good way and show the like kind of visiting tool for both teacher and students in the new space will be a good example. So we're trying to think from this part. And also on July, we just meet with FD senior management team and we just talk about technology part, because we found in the previous research something like teacher feel the software is out of date in the space. And we ask the question like what a university's AV team is trying to do to solve this problem. And they just mentioned they already noticed this, trying to do some update during this summer vacation for the teaching spaces. So it's all kind of new information we get and can be added in the playbook.
Excellent. So it sounds like you took a kind of really flexible approach.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a huge amount of information that you've tried to, well, you've not tried to, I think you've successfully put into something useful. So I'm interested to know how you simplified that and how did you structure the playbook to make that a good presentation?
So when we were thinking about how best to synthesize and organize all this information, I was reminded of this paper that was written by David Radcliffe, which outlines a question-based framework for designing and evaluating teaching and learning spaces. So this framework basically outlines the key questions to consider when you're designing an education space and groups them into these categories of pedagogy, space, and technology. And we use this framework in two ways. So the first way was as a method of information gathering. So because of the question-based nature of the framework, we were able to gather and filter research by basically looking for answers to the questions in the framework. So these questions were overall, what is the motivation for the space? Pedagogical question was, what types of teaching are we teaching and learning are we trying to foster? For space, it was what aspects of the space design will foster the desired pedagogy and experience. And then for technology, we asked what technology will complement the space design in fostering the desired pedagogy and experience. And having these questions just allowed us to gather this information in a really simple, clear, direct way. And then the second way we used that framework was to actually organize and present the information in the playbook. So for each space type that we cover, these questions that I just outlined were the subheadings for each kind of paragraph or section of the space. And then we obviously provide answers to the questions under each subheading. And it's also important to note that those were the kind of PST questions that already existed, but we supplemented an extra question to provide this experience element to make sure that we were thinking about what types of experience we're trying to foster through our spaces. So we kind of created this new PSTE framework. And yeah, collecting this information in this way just allowed us to organize and synthesize the research into something that was a bit easier to access.
Excellent. So you've brought together all of this useful information. So if I was, for example, designing a silent study space, then I could go to the playbook mm-hmm. and have a look at this synthesis of all the research that you've encountered from external sources and from within the university as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Marvellous. And then you mentioned, as an example there, collaborative lecture theatres full of one of the types of spaces. Could you give us an example of how the information is structured in the playbook?
So as Oli mentioned, we got PST in framework and it can be easily applied into different education spaces. So basically, for the collaborative lecture theatre, we start with the introduction of the space to introduce the aim of the space and what kind of pedagogy can be fostered in the space and what kind of activities teachers can do in the space. And like those expected behaviors we would like to see and suggested in the space. And then we will just based on the PST framework from space design perspective and technology perspective to see what kind of practical recommendations we can put. So we, during this process, we just working closely with Light team and based on previous Light research, we just from furnishing side to provide some suggestions. For example, in the research, it suggested that in the collaborative lecture theater, it will be benefit if we can keep two different type of seat arrangements because it can satisfy different students' needs and learning styles. And from technology side, we just see, like it mentioned, we should ensure the technology in the space is work and trying to always update and check the software because They just mentioned something like when teacher go to the space and they find out the software doesn't work and will make teacher to pause and cancel some interactive activities that they planned. So it's quite important to always check the technology. So we just put all these suggestions in the playbook so people can directly and easy to understand what kind of factors they need to focus when they refurbish or design a space.
Excellent. I love the way that it's so kind of built around really sort of practical recommendations for people to use. And I speculated before about how I could draw on the playbook if I was designing a particular type of space. But how do you kind of hope that it will be used to support the Education Spaces programme and other work within the university?
So I think we envision the playbook to be used as kind of this briefing tool or something to be referred to throughout the project life cycle of a space project, space design project, as this kind of point of reference, rather than something that's really prescriptive. It's not a prescriptive manual or anything like that. We intended it to help start the concept design process and provide this kind of design backbone, as opposed to starting projects with a blank canvas. And then also kind of having all this information to go over and read at anyone's convenience hopefully provides this common ground for anyone involved in planning, designing, managing spaces on campus. And this common ground or this kind of shared understanding hopefully will provide equal access to the design conversation for the diverse stakeholders that are all involved in these projects, as opposed to, you know, some people not being able to engage in the conversation because they don't know how this works or that works. So we're just basically hoping to encourage input and collaboration from as many people as possible and kind of broaden the understanding of these spaces for everyone involved in these projects.
Excellent. And I really like the way that you're talking about the fact that it's not prescriptive. So it sounds like you've got almost like a menu of things that you could do if you're designing a particular type of space rather than a to-do list of things that you need to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. And that like idea of diverse stakeholders with different experience being able to have a conversation mm-hmm. from that same resource, mm-hmm. regardless of levels of expertise.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I like that a lot. And so going forwards then, where can people find the Education Spaces playbook and who do you think could use it?
Because currently the playbook is continued to be developed. So we're trying to kind of arouse people's like attention, like we have these resources and it can potentially be benefit for the future space design. And I think based on the meeting and discussion, probably in the future, we can just find the link of the playbook on Light Team. Light website. And also trying to get the regular review of the playbook because we've got so many excellent research and we're trying to make sure there's kind of information and best practice can be added in the playbook to continue just share the new information to other people.
Yeah, that's really important, isn't it? To be able to keep reviewing it and making sure it's up to date as we find out new things.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds like it's a really kind of comprehensive and useful resource that hopefully will inform the creation of really appropriate and good to use, good to teach in and good to learn in spaces at the university. And one last thing that I'm curious about is, did you enjoy the process of creating this playbook? And if so, what did you enjoy most about it?
Yeah, we definitely enjoyed the process. I think for me, my favourite part was just kind of hearing different people's experiences of using spaces and their just the diversity of kind of preferences of spaces, you know, from wanting to use a nook in the Cafe Nero to liking to be surrounded by the brutalist architecture, like complete polar opposites of things like that. And hearing people's experiences on campus, and everyone's also really kind of passionate about these things, and everyone's got an opinion on space, basically. And you know, these diverse preferences. There's no right way to design a space. So I think thinking about variety is one of the key things that kind of came through, to kind of provide this variety of space for people so that they are enabled to choose the space which is most ideal for them. But yeah, back to the question, my favourite thing was, yeah, hearing about people's kind of diverse opinions about space.
Yeah, I think we have a campus with lots of different architecture and people love particular parts of it and other people love different... I love the brutalist part.
Yeah, that, yeah, me too.
You know. And Linda, what about you? Did you enjoy it and what did you enjoy about it, if so?
Yeah, I enjoy that, like creating the playbook and also especially for the communication process because I really... because that is my interest to see different type of research and understand academics research, how their like result can potentially support our future space design and enhance student experience. Because at the preparation stage, I just talk with the Light Fellowships to understand those ongoing research, to understand what kind of methodology they applied during the process and what potential benefits to support education space design. So I think it's really meaningful because during the conversation, we just got the like new ideas. You can understand what is the current gap because some like staff can mention like, oh, that is this gap is the reason I would like to do the research. For example, I talked with Pam Bertil and she just mentioned for the like, there's one research about how campus green space connect with students' sense of belonging. So they just have small range of the, like research samples. They would like to expand this and do more continued research. So it's quite interesting to understand this part. And also another is I got a lot of chances to join different workshops and activities like PIPS activity. I really impressed by the staff show how the lecture looks like and the seminar room looks like and what kind of pedagogies people foster in the space, whether it's kind of traditional and whether it is more active, and to understand teachers from different school, how they use the space, what parts they really like about the space, what part they really don't like.
Yeah, and PIPS was that Pedagogies in Physical Spaces workshops that are run by Organisational Development and Professional Learning.
Yeah,
and I think we were both in one of the same ones, and it was really interesting to see how some people felt comfortable in the lecture theatre space and other people felt more comfortable in a collaborative, digitally enabled learning space.
So,
marvellous. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing information about the playbook and your experience of creating that today. I hope it's an excellent resource that lots of people find useful and informs the creation of excellent learning spaces here at Leeds. And then I just want to give you a kind of a last minute moment. Is there anything that you would want people to particularly take away from this conversation or from the playbook?
I think just if you've made it this far, then thank you. Thanks for listening. I think, yeah, one of the main things we wanted to do by coming on here was just kind of make people aware that this thing exists. And, you know, we kind of want these conversations to keep happening. Like Linda says, the conversations are practically the most important part of this whole thing. So yeah, the takeaway would be just, you know, get in touch with anyone involved in this project if you want to learn more, basically.